From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. The reactions of world leaders to the death of Fidel Castro include sorrow and sometimes criticism for their former Cuban leader. In the U.S., President Barack Obama reached out to the Cuban people following the death of Castro to offer his condolences and let them know he will continue his effort to normalize relations with the country. Fidel Castro's death comes just a couple of years into the thawing of U.S. relations with the communist island nation after a freeze of more than 50 years. VOA's Amy Katz takes a look at this development.
In July of 2015, the American flag rose over the U.S. Embassy in Havana, marking the end of estrangement between the two countries. Months later, the first U.S. president to set foot on Cuban soil since the revolution that brought Fidel Castro to power in 1959.
I have come here to bury the last remnant of the Cold War in the Americas. I have come here to extend the hand of friendship to the Cuban people.
U.S. President Barack Obama went on to say that he knew there were still differences between the Cuban and American governments, especially on democracy and human rights, but the best way to address the differences is through engagement. And so began the loosening of restrictions on Cuba intended to create more economic opportunities. Experts believe it was important for the progression on the island to begin while Fidel Castro was still alive. But they acknowledge there is still more work to be done. Amy Katz, VOA News, Washington.
And this is VOA News. A leading U.S. newspaper reports three California mosques have received the same threatening letter. It says that there's a new sheriff in town, President Donald Trump, and the president-elect is going to do to you what Hitler did to the Jews. The Los Angeles Times says the letter was addressed to the Children of Satan and was signed by Americans for a Better Way. That letter, according to the report, described Muslims as a vile and filthy people and said Trump was doing and going to cleanse America and make it shine again, and he's going to start with you Muslims. The head of the Council on American-Islamic Relations, or CARE, told the Times Trump has normalized people being racist. French conservatives Sunday choosing their nominee for next year's vital presidential election from among two former prime ministers with deep experience in government and differing views on how to prevent more terror attacks on French soil. The winner of the runoff ultimately could end up facing the far-right National Front leader who was banking on anti-immigrant, anti-Muslim, and anti-establishment sentiments to sweep her to power in the general election set for April. With a runoff the following month if neither side wins a majority. The incumbent socialist President Francois Hollande is expected to announce in the coming weeks whether he will seek re-election. The Israeli military says it has killed four gunmen connected with Islamic State affiliate militants in Syria. Israeli soldiers say that they came under a machine gun and mortar attack Sunday on the Israeli side of the Israeli-controlled Golan Heights. Israel dispatched an aircraft that bombed the militant's vehicle, killing the gunman. Hundreds of thousands of people rallied in Seoul until late Saturday night in what is so far the largest protest demanding the ouster of President Park Geun-hye. For the fifth straight weekend, masses of protesters occupied major avenues in downtown Seoul over a corruption scandal that came to light earlier this year. Protesters are calling for her resignation over allegations that a longtime confidant, Choi Soon-sil, used her ties to the leader to meddle in state affairs and wield improper influence. A freelance reporter working for The Voice of America has been detained by Turkish authorities. Details of her arrest Saturday were relayed by a family friend who said the reasons for the reporter's detention remain unclear. The family has said that because of state of emergency declared in the area, even her attorney cannot contact her for 5 days. The reporter was the second journalist reporting or working for a foreign news organization detained. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.